Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be invading your speakers live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned.
Thank you for tuning in. I promise you, we going in. That my boy, you see on. This is my skin on. Yeah. Man, I'm just tripping.
Stop playing on.
Hey, look, man. You are tuned in to the Revive Radio Show. I said, you are tuned in to the Revive Radio Show, and I guarantee you're going to have a good time tonight. I am so looking forward to the show. I got my homeboy out of Old Town on the show tonight, man. We're going to discuss some things, talk about some things, tell you how to get in touch with him, how to get in touch with what he got going on, man. I mean, just all that jazzy stuff that, you know, that we normally do on the show, as well as lift up our God, our Father, our Savior, our Lord, and Jesus Christ, which is the main reason why we're doing the show. So before we get into anything, as we always do, bow your head. But if you're driving, please don't bow your head. You know, keep your eyes open. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We acknowledge you. We recognize. We extol. We lift up your holy name, God. We give you the glory that is due to you. We give you the honor and praise that is due to you, Father. We dare not sit on this opportunity, Father, to acknowledge how good of a God you are, how amazing you are, how awesome you are, how without limits you are, Father. So we lift up your holy, mighty, and matchless name on today, God. And we ask, God, that you direct us, direct the show, use us, speak through us, cause every experience that we have, every thing that we've learned, every attribute, every downfall, every pit, every stumble, every mistake, every good thing that we've ever done, God, to be used for your glory, God. Extract your glory out of us on tonight, Father. And I pray, God, that as people are listening and tuning in and calling in from all over the nation, God, I pray that that their lives are being changed. I pray, God, that you give us a word, God, for their hearts, for their minds. I pray, Father, that you give us a word of deliverance, a word of healing, a word of a breakthrough, God. Use us as you will, Father. We are tools in the master's hand, and we dare not tell you how we should be used. God, we give you the glory and the praise that is due to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, guys, so after we lift up God, you know, like what I love to do and I get to do on every single show, every single Monday, I get to proclaim my love to my good thing, my awesome, amazing, God-fearing, just anointed, wonderful wife. She truly is just an amazing person. I love the fact that as we've grown in marriage, she's grown as a human being. She gets better and better, you know. And I'm just blessed to have her in my life. Baby, you truly are the MVP. You're the superlative. You're every good thing that's happened to me, and I'm just so grateful that I get to spend my life with you. I could not imagine spending my life with anyone else. So I just want you to know that I appreciate you. Whether you listen to this or you never hear it, I want the world to know that I appreciate you and that there is no substitute, no other option. I'm burning the ships, baby. Is me and you to Jesus Christ come back or he called one of us up? Either way, I'm just blessed to have you in my life, and I appreciate you for being the strong, dynamic, amazing woman that you are. And I could go on and on and on and on and on, and you know what, every word would be true. And that's the good thing about you, is that I don't have to put on to say good things and nice things about you. Like, it's just all real. So baby, here are your roses. You are amazing. I'm so appreciative of you in my life. Hey guys, this is the Revive Radio Show. You are tuning into the show that is life-changing, the show where music meets ministry. And on tonight, man, I got my homeboy, I got my homeboy on the show tonight, man, and it's going to be dynamic. You know, we're going to have fun as we always do. We're going to lift up our Heavenly Father as well. And then again, like I said, we're going to get into some topics as well on tonight. So before we get into that, man, I'm going to get some music playing for you guys. I got some fam from out of Jayville on playing And y'all know who he is once the music hit. And let's get it, man. This is the Revive Radio Show. You're listening to D. King. Yo!
What's good? This your boy, Tracy Clark, and you are listening to Revive Radio with my homeboy, my homie, the one and only D. King. Turn up!
All things 922. Yo! This is not a story about sipping cognac or tipping 40s and whipping with shorties. This is letters from Paul and scriptures that go straight to your heart. We aim to reach you with Jesus. I just want you to know that. They want to strike with fear, but I can never hide. Unless I stand behind the cross, that's where my father died. I see my sisters and brothers die to genocide. They've been trying to kill us ever since we claimed that he's alive. Yo, so tell me how I'm supposed to fall back. You want me trapped in your shell, see I'ma throw it back. I got some people I love that's slipping through the cracks, so I'ma pray for pace, the grace to cover all that. Give me the loot, give me the loot. My treasure is not the bezel, I treasure the holy truth. And truthfully, I refuse to let scrutiny shake my boots. I see unity, opportunity, fruitful for me and you. Yeah, and to the Jew, I'm a Jew. And to the weak, I became weak in order to win a few. Yeah, I do it for the gospel and for Jesus Christ. I become all things to see you come alive.
And I can feel the world grow cold. Yes, I examine in my heart of stone. And I see my own wrongs, yeah. And we're supposed to be the voice, but we're supposed to be the whole. I run my race, but why try if I won't go for it? No, I just want to be the voice, I just want to be the whole. My heart desires people to give up.
That would love my job, to hold this mic and have a voice. Yo, some people don't believe they have a choice. I know some people that's desperate to connect with my guy, but how you relate to a thug if you never touch the black? Or how you reaching your boss if you're too cool to golf? We supposed to be free, then we should be serving to all. We do it up for the gospel and hope to bring them to God, cause Paul said, be y'all things to all men. That means stepping out of the box, cause we no longer homeless. I think what Paul was trying to tell the church, Corinthians, that he desires to see everybody repent. But you can't talk to a Spanish person while speaking in French. You better not step in the kitchen if you can't stomach the stench. I'm dropping assist to anyone that thirst needs quench. Call Rob Schneider and tell him that I'm warm in the bench. It's game time.
Yeah. And I can feel the world grow cold. Yes, sir. Dimming in my heart of stone, and I see my own wrongs, yeah. And we're supposed to be the voice, we're supposed to be the whole. I run my race, but why try if I won't go for it? No, I just want to be the voice, I just want to be the whole. My heart desires people to give all their hearts.
Yeah, yeah, we supposed to be the church, church. But we stuck up in them church pews, Christian huddles and bubbles. I ain't trying to be that, cause his love is showing all over the mishap. I'ma carry my cross to see you saved. I become all things to see you come alive. I'ma give my life to see you come alive. Just open your heart so you can be alive. All things, man. 922.
Yep.
Wait, do it again.
Jacksonville, DMV, East Coast, West Coast, A-Town, it's going down. Well, calm now, but y'all don't know. We about to go somewhere that they just don't go. Cause some think that we're crazy. Some look at us and label us lazy. But we fought from that, we just different. We focused on another mission. I feel to be forgiven. I could have been dead, alive, and prison. Afraid to speak my mind. I worship like a madman and shake my dreams all the time. I'm not perfect, but they worthy. Woo! Worthy of his sacrifice. He gave his life for all sinners. He paid the price, so I'm about to go. Bananas, like we got no whole training going.
Let's go.
Bananas, they think we got no whole training, but we worshiping. We different, baby.
We different, baby.
We run the crazy.
Let's go, let's go.
But I know who saved me. 3, 2, 1, go.
Woo!
Me.
Tried to kill me, send me to
I
hell.
I want it all back.
phenomenal.
They think we got no whole training, but we worshiping.
Let's go.
We different, baby.
We different, baby.
We might look crazy.
Let's go, let's go.
But I know who saved me.
3, 2, 1, go. Woo. Bananas. I'm going bananas. Woo. Bananas. Go.
My model, David, I go full throttle.
Yeah, yeah.
I hit worship so hard I might pass out like I'm on that bottle. Take a double shot of that liquid worship. Now I'm focused and I see my purpose. On the earth is to make disciples. That disciple, that disciple. I'm unafraid of being talked about, but never ever will say I didn't walk it out.
Put
my faith out on the daily. The devil couldn't kill me, so he tried to pay me to be quiet and not riot and be the type of Christian that remains quiet. And I'll say to anybody what I said to him. I was made righteous, now free from sin. Saved by grace and I'm living. I will finish the race. Some say I'm doing too much, but I feel I ain't doing enough. People are dying and going to hell, and some of y'all really not giving up.
Turning the blind.
I was headed to hell, now I'm climbing that ladder to heaven, so I gotta worship bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, we got no home training going.
Let's go.
Bananas. They think we got no home training, but we worshiping.
Let's go.
We different, baby.
We different, baby.
We might look crazy.
Let's go, let's go.
But I know who saved me.
3, 2, 1, go. Bananas.
Go.
Going bananas. I was going bananas so hard that I actually forgot to push the button so that I could come back in and talk. See, that's the problem. That's my problem, man. I'm too big on this music thing, man, to where I'm just I kind of got a little lost in it. So you know, I remember I'm a radio show host, so let me do that. Let me be the radio show host and let me bring in my homeboy. I say he a comedian. He say he ain't. I think he's funny, but he say he's kind of dull. So that's really bad. He has low self-esteem. so he gonna bring
up, don't speak that on my life, bro.
guest artist and entrepreneur, Marcus UC Gang. Hey, say something to the people, bro.
What's going on? What's going on, people? How are y'all doing? I'm definitely thankful and grateful to be on the show tonight with D King. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, man, we're going to have a great time, man. I'm looking forward to this. There's a lot of things we could talk about. Oh, man, just a wide array of stuff, man. So we're going to try and get it in, man, and get to the most important things, man, which is, one, lifting up our Holy Father, and then, two, making sure people know how to get in touch with you and find out what's going on with you. Before we get into it all, man, tell the people what you do for real. Because I say you're artist, comedian, entrepreneur, and you say you're only two of those things. But you tell them, man. You tell them.
All right, well, God's blessed me, and he definitely keeps me busy. So I guess I'll kind of go down the list. But I'm an ordained minister, so I preach and, you know, preach the word of God. You know, I actually just officiated my first wedding about 3 weeks ago in Jacksonville. You know, so I preach and do that. I also minister through spoken word poetry. I minister through rap. I am an entrepreneur. That's what most people, you know, over the past couple of months have learned about me. You know, so I have my own clothing line called UC3 Clothing. Bless you.
Yeah.
I also have a cafe, 3-in-1 cafe, which is here in the West Oaks Mall, in Ocoee, Florida. So those are the two businesses I run right now. It's UC3 Clothing and 3-in-1 Cafe, as well as being a minister and a host. I'm not a comedian. People say that I'm funny. So I guess I'll go with that, but as far as what's actually things that I get called to do, it's either to minister the word of God, host, rap, or do poetry, or all of them, as some events have had me to do.
That's what's up, bro. So you doing a little too much. I mean, I don't know if it's a little too much. I think you're basically being used by God in every area and avenue that
you're
possible.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Yes, sir. He will not give you more than you can handle.
Yeah. So you like one of those tools in the toolbox that you You take one piece out, you put another piece in, and you know what I'm saying? You just change it like the head, you know what I'm saying? So you change it from a flat head to a fillet, right? So that's what you're trying
pretty
to
much,
me.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. God is like, all right, what type of tool I need to use today? Let me swap it out real quick. A lot of people are like, oh, I wear different caps. So that's a good analogy, bro. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Because I like to use the analogy of we're tools in the hands of the master, you know. And,
you know, yes, sir.
The idea is to be whatever tool that he created us to be and not be jealous of another tool. You know what I mean? But be the tool that he created us to be, because the main thing is if we work properly, he will use us. You know, whatever tool you got, if you have the tools because you need them, but if they don't work, you don't use them. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
exactly.
We're tools in the hands of the master, and we're doing our job. We're doing what we're supposed to do. Man, we're necessary, because there's going to always be a time where we're needed. So if you wearing all those different, heads, attachments, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like that. Attachments.
Yeah, that's all. You just got a bunch of different attachments,
yes, sir.
But you're still connected.
Right, exactly.
That's dynamic, man. So let's get into some of that, man. So 3-in-1 Cafe, bro. You just remodeled it, right? And then the devil tried to shut
you down. Yes, sir.
But then when the devil said no, God said,
yes.
Right? All right. So tell me about that, man. Tell me what happened. Because, hey, people, y'all don't know, man. I was supposed to go to Orlando, and I was going to rock the stage.
Yeah, right? Man.
I was going to do my rapper thing. But then my man hit me up and was like, nah, bro, we don't really want you coming no more. And
It wasn't even like that. So 3-in-1 Cafe, it's been around for almost 2 years now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was we had been going for about 74 Sundays straight at a different location. It was actually inside of a bar. So we were kind of taking over every single Sunday night, consistently every Sunday, pretty much bringing the light to the darkness. Like, we weren't telling people to put their drinks down, nothing like that, because God told us that he wanted us to be a light and not be in there condemning people on their territory. We were there. God blessed, God moved, and he definitely gave us a lot of favor with a lot of artists and different things like that. Then the place actually, the restaurant actually that we were having it at closed down. So we needed a new spot. And I used to work here at the West Oaks Mall, you know, and I always used to look at this Ruby Tuesdays, while we were having it at the other spot and being like, man, like that would be perfect for 3-in-1 Cafe. I'm just thinking about it, putting it in an atmosphere. I hadn't really told nobody about it other than my fiance. Shout out to Kathy, my boo, my rib. She was the only person that I really spoke to about it. I mean, that's a big, big dream. I mean, being in the mall, let alone an old Ruby Tuesdays is a situation. So I didn't really want to tell everybody in their moment, and they be trying to tell me I'm crazy.
So
the way God works is, like you mentioned, like with the attachments, you know, God will use the attachments whenever he wants to use them for his glory. So what happened was, while I was working here, the general manager of the mall used to buy, or still does buy, UC3 clothing. When I was working here, she would order them online, and I would just take them down to her office instead of her having to pay shipping. So when I stopped working here, God told me to leave, go full-time. She was still buying the shirts, so I was still coming up here and delivering them, even though I wasn't working here anymore. You know, and the general manager is a Christian also, so she would ask me about 3-in-1 Cafe and how it was going. So at this point, the next time she had wanted a shirt, we had already closed at the other spot. So when I came to deliver shirts, like, oh, how's 3-in-1 Cafe going? I was like, well, actually, we're looking for a new spot because of XYZ. And she's like, really? I was like, yeah. She's like, have you been looking? I was like, yeah, I've been looking at different spots. I was like, but I want the old Ruby Tuesdays, though. And she's like, what? Are you serious? I was like, yeah. I was like, but I don't even want to know how much it's going to cost to get that spot. And she's like, well, let me talk to management and or ownership, I should say, because the mall was purchased a couple years ago. So she's like, let me talk to ownership and see if that's even something they'd be interested in. And the rest is the future, man. You know, so we got in here, had an extremely successful grand opening, and, you know, guy was just moving, and, you know, more and more people were coming to the mall because a lot of people thought the mall was closed. You know, so it was beneficial to the mall as well as to us to have this location. You know, the city of Ocoee, you know, I guess disagreed with what we were doing in regards to having live entertainment and that things of those nature. I can't really get into too many specifics, but, you know, it got to the point to where they were just like, hey, you guys are not doing what we thought y'all were going to be doing. So y'all got to shut down. And that was what, that happened the week of, the day that you was, that D-King was supposed to be coming, 2-3-1 for the first time ever. So man, those, and I've been trying to get him out here, but his schedule was crazy. Our schedule was crazy. So, you know, this is a great time. Right. And, you know, he'll be back. He will be coming out here. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of what happened, to sum it up as quick as possible, because it's a lot. But you know, what God wants to happen will happen regardless. And I was talking to a fellow entrepreneur about 20 minutes ago, telling her that it was more so like a David and Goliath type of situation, because at this point we were going up against the city of Ocoee, you know, trying to get back open and trying to be like, look, this is who we are. This is what we do. And obviously we know how David and Goliath turned out, and that was the same situation for us. So God is amazing. God is amazing.
Man. So what is 3-in-1 Cafe, man? Like give us a breakdown of what you do. I mean, it's cafe, so is there food, is there drinks? I mean, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So 3-in-1 Cafe is your weekly place to eat, connect, and relax. That's what we are. That's what we do. We have free Wi-Fi. We have our specialty right now, which is Belgian waffles and chicken tenderloins. So it's our take of chicken and waffles, just without, you know, you having to take, like, chicken off a bone and all of that stuff. We actually do a chicken tenderloin. Yeah, man. Yeah, we're full on. Like, I mean, we got smoothies. Whoa, you got really excited about that. Yeah, man. We got smoothies, daiquiris. We got mixed drinks. We got our famous Jesus juice, which, bruh, when I tell you, first time you have the Jesus juice, you're probably going to have us shipping it to you back in Gainesville, bro.
Okay.
That's
all
how
right.
amazing it is. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, full-on restaurant, man. We got free Wi-Fi, so a lot of people come, you know, to work on school projects and have meetings. And, you know, just think of a doper, more, you know, culturally involved, like, Panera Bread mixed with, like, a Starbucks. Inside of Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay.
That's kind of the best way I could think of it. Try with.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey,
you got events going on every weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. Say it again?
I'm saying we have events going on. And we have events going on every single weekend. Yep. So on Friday nights we have our happy hours, and we have a comedian. Like this Sunday or this Friday night, we got a comedian, Brody Love, coming through. And then we have you know, our host Tim Allen, who's hilarious. So he hosts every single Friday night. And on Saturdays, that's usually our specialty night. So the Saturday before last, we had an adult prom, which was for ages 20 and up. And then this last Saturday, we had a teen night. So that's kind of how we rock our Saturdays out. And then every single Sunday, we have Freedom Sundays, you know, which is amazing food. We have Christian rap, singing, poetry. We have a live band. We be playing the games because we got TVs and such. So, yeah, man, it's kind of like on weekends, we are that place to be. For sure.
That's what's up, dude. Well, man, I'm proud of you, bro. Happy for you and all that, man. That's like, bro, that's awesome, man. So I'm gonna have to come, man. Bring my wife on a Friday night because we like comedy, bro. So all right,
don't even
know how it's working right now, but yeah, we gonna definitely come through, man. Sooner than you think. So I look
indeed,
forward to that,
indeed.
Man. So what's the address on that, man?
It's 9401 West Colonial Drive, Suite 546, Ocoee, Florida, zip code 34761. So, yeah, that's the address. But you cannot miss us. We're at the main entrance. So we're attached to the mall. We have our own entrance, but you'll see our sign. Like, you know, it's a big white and red 3-in-1 cafe sign.
That's what's up, bro. Hey, man, well, we're going to get to some music real quick, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. You're right there in Orlando, so I definitely want to get your take on what's going on with Orlando, man, where your heart is at, man. I'm over the prayer ministry at my church, man, so we've definitely been praying for you guys. And even on the show last week, man, we closed it out with the prayer for Orlando, bro. So we want to get to that
indeed.
When we come back, man. So listen, guys, you are listening to the Revive Radio Show with my big homie, Marcus UC Gaines.
Yes,
AKA Mr. UC. Hey, are you related to Alfred?
Yeah, that's my brother,
family?
AJ.
Yeah, that's your brother.
Yes, sir, that's my brother. Yeah,
man,
my older brother.
Okay, we.
I ain't know you know AJ.
I've known this dude since I was like 15, 14 years old, man.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Bruh.
Yes. Long time, cuz. Hey, for a
long time.
Oh,
yeah,
we
definitely gotta talk about that.
Hey, this I'm gonna put your homeboy on, man. This is my boy Will Will Morris from out of Orlando. We had him on the show a couple
yes,
weeks back, man. Echo, man. Let's get it.
That's that jam.
Life is crazy. The systems are crashing down. What do I do? Where do I go? I gotta keep going, can't stop here, gotta move.
You always had a plan for me, even through the tragedy. No matter where the place may be, you always been ahead of me. Felt your love through the pain, silence my mind, just to hear you again. I hear the voice inside my head, I'm listening. Through all the tears that I shed, I'm listening. Jesus ain't done with me yet, I'm listening. I'm listening.
I'm listening.
You're free.
I'm free.
You're free.
I'm free.
You're free.
I'm free.
You're healed.
I'm healed.
You're healed.
I'm healed.
If you had any speculations, you'd be singing hallelujah for your salvation.
Through the pain, through the pain, silence your mind.
Jesus,
through all the tears that I shed, I'm listening.
Jesus ain't done with me.
kind of crossed the line to supporting the lesbian and gay community.
because they don't mm-hmm. know that there is a way to show, like, look, like, nobody deserves to have their life taken and nobody yeah. deserves to be murdered, while at the same time still saying, you know, and we would love to, you know, pray with you and offer salvation if you need it. And then you have those that are just kind of staying quiet and just are like, you know, I want to stay out of it because I don't want, you know, a friend of a friend whose cousin, auntie, you know, may be homosexual to hear me say something. And that's kind of where it's at right now. And the it's a very sensitive subject where as far as how people look at it with me, I don't think it should be a sensitive subject. At the end of the day, God did not make that happen. It was not something that, you know, he assigned to a person to go make happen. So we actually here at 3-1 did a special event yesterday, just kind of bringing awareness to the fact that lost souls matter and showing that at the end of the day, they were souls, you know, so no matter what their sexual orientation was or what their lifestyle was, they're gone. So why are we focusing on what they were doing instead of really just being like, man, we got to do our best to save these souls, because if they were living in that lifestyle, is there anything that we could have did to draw them closer to the church mm-hmm. instead of pushing them away from the church? You know, so that was our stance yesterday. As well as God just gave me the revelation that kind of rocked me, because last weekend, or the same weekend that that happened, we had our adult prom that Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So what God was showing up, and we didn't leave till like 2 a.m., so it's crazy to know that when that stuff was happening, we were just leaving, going home from having a good time at an adult prom. You know, yeah. So God just kind of showed me that at the end of the day, that could have happened wherever there were like-minded people at, period. Yeah, you know, it just happened to be at a you know, a club, you know, that had, you know, lesbian and, you know, gay individuals at it. But it could have very well been the adult prom, because people knew it was a whole bunch of Christians that was going to be here. And they also knew it was people that didn't really want to do the whole club lifestyle. You know, so I was like, that could have been us easily. You know, and it really just kind of brought things into perspective. So that was one of the things that we were just kind of letting people know, like, at the end of the day, you know, that community, the lesbian and gay community, is almost disliked as much as Christians, you know, if not more. You know, so just how there's those radicals out there who feel like, you know, that lifestyle, you know, shouldn't be part of Earth anymore. There's people who feel like Christians shouldn't be part of Earth anymore. Exactly. You know, so it really should make us do a heart check and be like, instead of pointing fingers and saying, man, you know, maybe if they weren't this or maybe if they weren't that, we should look at ourselves and say, okay, if I'm living right, would I have been okay with them walking inside of a church or walking inside of 3-1 Cafe and murdering 49 Christians? Would you have went to heaven had that happened? And I think more believers need to really think about that versus dwelling on, you know, the lifestyle of, you know, whoever passed, man. So that's my prayer. That's my clear and just earnest prayer to God and to the community of Central Florida, man, because it's hurting. I was born and raised in Orlando, so it hit home to me like no other. You know, because it's one thing to have moved here, you know, it's another thing to have, you know, this is you, this is all you know, you know, and so it definitely, we've never had nothing like this happen in Orlando. So people were shook, man. People were scared to come out of their houses. People were scared to, you know, go out at night. Like it legit felt like a third world country in Orlando, in the sunshine state, you know, but in the city, beautiful, what they call it. So yeah. It's crazy, man.
Well, man, you just said a mouthful, man. But it's crazy, man. Hey, that's a man fire alarm going off.
Y'all all right?
I know that I was able to write it down. So be straight.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, you just said a mouthful, man. And I think one of the biggest things that you said that I think I took away from that, and that I think anyone who's listening should really zero in on is, instead of looking at their lifestyle, look at what could we have done, you know. You know, instead of looking at what they did, what could I have done, you know. as a Christian, we've been given the assignment to go out and reach the lost.
Right.
As a Christian, the world wasn't given an assignment to reach us. You know, Jesus didn't speak to the world and say, follow my sheep. He told us to go and feed his sheep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gave us the assignment, not them. I can't look at someone for where they are, what they're doing, and judge them because they haven't been reached or maybe the gospel hasn't been provided to them in a way that's palatable or in a way that that grips their heart and grabs their attention and says, follow me. You know,
right.
We have to put it on our back and say, what could I have done? What can I do? What more can I do? The Bible talks about he that winneth souls is wise. That it takes wisdom, not judgment. You know, you'll never win a person by judging them, ever.
Right, not at all.
And if you judge one person, don't expect for the other person that hears you judging that one person to think that, don't expect for that person to follow you either. And, you know, we have a lot of people, a lot of Christians that turn back because of the spirit of judgment. People don't go to churches because of judgment. When really that's the one place you should go and not be judged. But that's the one place that people don't go because they're afraid they will be judged. You know?
Right, exactly.
And the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus is the only one who can judge, and he's not sitting at the right hand of the Father judging the people. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for his people.
Right.
And so if Jesus is making intercession and I'm judging, then that means that I'm on the opposite side of Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, You know, in the Bible, it calls the devil the accuser, and Jesus is called the advocate. So if I'm accusing and judging, then I'm on the devil's team.
Yes, sir.
Instead of being the advocate, which doesn't accuse, doesn't judge, but makes intercession, looks for ways to say that you're not guilty and I love you and I'm going to walk you through this regardless of what color you are, how much money you make, what you do, who you do, what you like, what you don't like. None of that matters, but your soul does. And so I think that's really where we have to fight tooth and nail to get to. And it's not even about I think it's not even about saying that this person needs to be less judgmental. It's about you owning it yourself and saying, I'm not going to judge. I'm going to love.
Right,
and
exactly.
I'm going to lead through the way that I love. I'm going to lead through the way that I don't judge. So when one person is judging, I'm not going to join the bandwagon because it's the cool and the hip thing to do. I'm going to continue to distance myself from anything that's hateful or judgmental, and I am going to reach out with love and respond with love. So I think that's good, man. That's what I got from what you just said, bro. So
indeed.
I appreciate your point of view on that, man. We're gonna play one more song, then we're gonna come back and get into a few more details about you and how they can get in touch with you. We also want to talk about the cafe one more time again. One more again, you know. So, guys.
One more again.
I know this guy right here. He's a pretty good rapper. He got this sister named Summers Latour on the track with him. And the song is called The Storm. And I really want to play that, especially for my people in Orlando. Let you know, man, the storm is going to last forever. Trust God to see you through this, man. Let's get it. Yeah.
I know your forecast is gloomy. More drama in your life than the mud deer moving. Been so down lately, nobody knows your struggles. Patience running thin, about to pop like a bubble. Say you're sick and tired of people telling you lies. You wanna run away to a place with blue skies. Well, no one can induce the tears in your eyes. But every time you run, you find yourself crying. I know it's hard when your sun don't shine. But it's 4 a.m., man, your sun gon' rise. Just don't lose focus, your hope is approaching. Remember your afflictions, a but for a moment. I know it's easier said than done, but you can't win the race if you ain't prepared to run. Man alone with the promise, persecution must come. So grab your umbrella as we wait for the sun. Let's go.
don't believe the clouds. I know it's raining right now, but soon the sun will come out. This storm ain't forever, I promise it gets better. Just take your mind off it, let God work it out. Cause it ain't your battle anyway. Plus when you try to help God, you end up in the way. You take this opportunity to grow with faith. Cause in this world you have some trials. OJ, I mean OK, forgive me OJ. No, I don't love you, but it seems like you've been led astray. Just like the rest of us, we only catching up.
On iTunes, Google Play, you can just search Unforgotten Child, and it's UNFORGOTTEN Child, and that's just my ministry name, because no matter what, I'm an unforgotten child of the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So you can find all my music on all digital outlets. I'm signed with Seven Seal Records, the same label as Tracy Clark, who I know D. King knows. So you can find my music on there. Yes, sir. Yeah. That remix was crazy.
Yeah. Your brother made that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
All right. Yes, sir. Hey, so your website, what's the website, man? Because it's not Unforgotten Child. People, do not go to Unforgotten Child thinking that you're going to
don't go
it.
There. Don't go there.
That was not you. That was not
no,
you.
No, that was not
I
me.
Up very quickly. That was definitely not you. All right. That's not me.
That's not me. That's not me. If you wanna search online, you could just go to sevensealrecords.com / Unforgotten Child. And that's my Facebook name is also Unforgotten Child, so you can find info on there as well.
Now, do you say seven is the SEVEN?
The number seven, TH Seal Records. So sevensealrecords.com. /UC or Unforgotten Child. Either one should work.
And Seal, is that SEAL?
Yes, sir.
I'm pulling it up right now, bro, because I'm gonna put it on the Facebook, man. Put it up on the Revive Radio Show as well. I got you, man. So guys, listen, you'll be able to find that link on the Revive Radio Show page, as well as on my page when the show is over. They got some pretty hype, some pretty nice artists on here, man. I know this about all these guys, man. And that girl, Amanda Webster, boy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. She is amazing. Very anointed.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're in good company.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Literally.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
So the guy who's over your label, when I had did something with him last year.
Yeah, I remember, man. I was booked for an event when you had came out, man. I wanted to see you live too, man. So I remember. Yes, sir.
What I'll do, guys, is y'all can go online, you can check him out, man. You can just click on it. I guess you just click on his face. You see what he looked like if you ain't already looking at the page. But click on his face. Don't click on his shoulder or the rest of the picture. Just click right on his face. And it'll take you to it. He got a track with my boy Tracy Clark, man, called Move On. So
yes,
I didn't know about this, man. I would have been playing your music, man. So what I'll do is I'm gonna get your music, man, and I'm gonna play it for the next show.
Appreciate it, bro.
The next artist. So guys, this is my man. If you're just tuning in, my homeboy UC Gaines, Marcus UC Gaines out of Orlando. On the Revive Radio Show, and he's a comedian. I want to make sure that we get that out there. That's one of his, that's one of the things that he does very well. So if you want to hire him to be a
this dude, just gonna put that on my resume.
He's a comedian and a magician. So
and a magician.
Yes, he does Christian magic. Yes, that's right.
Oh man. You gotta book me to see it.
What he does is he'll die and then he'll come back in 3 days. You have to wait.
Call me Lazarus. Lazarus.
Yeah.
Shout out to Triple E. That song was dope.
So y'all got to check him out, man. When you get a chance, please go on my Facebook page, click on his on the link, click on his face, listen to his music, support my man. As artists, man, this is not an easy job. As a Christian, anything that you do Christian-wise, you have to know that the world is against us. A lot of times, Christians don't support each other. Now, I don't believe that Christians should support each other because they're Christians. I think that Christians should support other Christians who are as professional as the world. Because you're Christian don't mean that your stuff is professional. I have a lot of artists that come up to me with a CD, and they write on it, write their name on the CD, and the CD says Maxwell because that's the ones who really printed it. You know what I mean? And it'd be like this blue, pink, green, or yellow CD. You know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't work.
That's not professional. That's disrespecting God, bro. That's disrespecting God.
You're disrespecting your gift, your talent. If you're not willing to take it the extra mile, just because you are doing it for God doesn't mean that you have to do it any less. What I love about my man is that his stuff is together. You're not going to find any of that bootleg stuff going on with anything that he does. He does also, man, we haven't even talked about the clothing line. So let's get that out too, man. We got like 6 minutes left. I want to make sure we get that out as well. So tell us about
that. Yes, sir. So, yeah, the clothing line is called UC3 Clothing, and I call it a lifestyle brand because it is more so about pushing a positive lifestyle. Like, of course, it's a Christian clothing line because I am a Christian, and I love to push, you know, the fact that, you know, Christ is who inspires me to design all of the shirts, as well as, you know, all the designers on our team are all Christians, and God gives us the designs. But our shirts are also meant for those people who may not be believers. You know, we have shirts that say stuff like, you know, be original. And we have another one that says, I'm favor. We have one that says pray, love, shop, repeat. You know, so we have shirts that are, you know, definitely more Christian focused. And then we have shirts that are very universal. And our main shirt right now that we really have been pushing is a shirt that says hashtag Lost Souls Matter. And that's a shirt that's really been gaining a lot of traction right now. And all of our merchandise can be found at UC3clothing.com. And that's the letter U, the letter C, the number 3, clothing.com. And you can see our Lost Souls Matter T-shirts. We got baseball tees. We also have hats. So that's really what we do. And our tagline is don't just wear clothes, make a statement. You know, so even if it's not our clothing line, we believe that everybody should make a statement with what they're wearing. So why not use UC3 clothing to help you make a statement with what you wear?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, man.
So UC3 clothing, y'all can check that out as well. I got the website up on my Revive Radio Show page, as well as the Seventh Seal Records on the page as well. Please check
appreciate
it out, man.
You, appreciate
support,
you.
You got to support, man. So, hey, listen, man. I got this project coming out, man, by September. You know, it's gonna be. I plan on it being my last album. I don't really plan on doing any more albums. I might do some.
Okay.
Some singles here and there, or features, or whatever. I might even do a mixtape, but I'm not doing the album thing anymore. Like I'm pulling away, man. I'm moving more towards ministry, man. hopefully,
gotcha.
Full time ministry. But that's just my goal, my desire. When I do come out with this project, man, you know, I'm just going to put you on the spot and say, man, I expect for you to, you know, kind of bring me in to cafe. Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to be here before then, but definitely for that.
That's how you do it. See, that's how you do it.
Oh, yeah. On the spot.
On the spot, dog.
You're like, I'll be shooting you some dates for you to choose from. Oh, man, that is hilarious. So you the comedian now. Now you the comedian.
Oh, yeah, I'm a half of fun, bro. I will sit in a room by myself and be cracking up with nobody else around. Because I will be funny to myself. And
oh,
I don't care,
man,
if you don't laugh. Bro. So a lot of times, man, I be around people and I be saying stuff that I think is funny. They don't think it's funny. And I still crack up. Like, it's, you, all right, you ain't get it. That went over your head. That's, you slow. You know?
Yeah, it's like, that's on you. That's on you.
Yeah,
that's not my fault.
I'm not slow. Even when I'm by myself, I'm quick. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, bro.
Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure. We definitely want to get you back on, man. Hopefully, before this year is out, man, bring you back in just to see what the progress of the cafe is, man. Check out what else you got going on. Do you have any albums coming out anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm actually working on my EP right now. It's going to be called Unforgotten. A lot of the projects, some that some people have heard, you know, which are some of the singles, and some is going to be unreleased music. You know, so I've been working with a couple of different people. But yeah, I'm excited. I mean, that'll be my first official EP that I would have put out, and also the first EP with being on Seven Seal Records. And I've already started working on my next or on my full album, I should say. So I already got some tracks on there, all produced by AJ Platinum Tracks, just because he's dope. So I definitely am excited about that. So look forward to y'all hearing some new music coming very, very soon.
Okay. So what we'll do, man, is when that project comes out, man, hit me up. I'm pretty sure I already know about it, man, because we're friends on Facebook and everything else. But I want to make sure that I get you back on, man, to promote that, man. I want to do whatever I can to support you and your ministry. I'm very proud of what you're doing, man. And you know, please keep don't slow down. If you ever need some inspirational words, man, hit me up, bro. I got a whole bunch of it for you. But you just keep on pushing, bro. Please keep pushing, man. We need brothers like you. We need more professional men like you. Pushing the gospel.
Amen.
And so really appreciate you, man. This is the end of the show, guys. It must come to an end, but it is not over. Please go to the website, Seventh Seal, what was it? Records.
Seventh Seal Records.
UCClothing.com and check my man out, man. Keep pushing the music, bro. I'm proud of it. Hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Revive Radio Show. We love you. Please keep tuning in. God is good. We're going to end with this track right here by another guy I know.
I'm so amazing. My light is bright, but your light is blazing. You are my L. I need you daily, was on my way to hell. So glad you saved me, feel like dancing while I like David. Don't care who watch it, love it or hate it. They say I'm crazy, cause I go hard. But I don't know no other way to worship my God. I pray that you are pleased with it, I just wanna please you. Don't wanna go a day without showing that I need you. Every time I seek you, you never let me down. I come to you with problems, you always work them out. Your love removes doubt.